Spring Fest is heating up at Lowe's, and for a limited time, we have the extra big deals you need to impress guests. Get your outdoor space ready and save $50 on the select Kobalt 24-volt blower kit, now $79. Plus, save $80 on the Charbroil Performance 4-burner grill, now $199. It's springtime, and our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/13. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient. Meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It just made popped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about what you swallowed.
And not in a weird way. Well, what? Actually, in a very weird way.
I mean, we would take weird way. We would say, it's like just weird, interesting, swallowed stories.
I'm saying not in like a wink, wink, nudge. Okay. That's just my brain. Never mind.
An NSFW way?
Yes. Thank you, Aaron.
Why is everybody talking so slow right now? It's freaking me out.
I had to make sure I had the letters in the right order.
Well, there was a jewelry thief who horked down. He swallowed on purpose. Mm-hmm. He horked down some gold chains.
How do you think those were going to come out?
I think he thought when they're like, search him. And they search him like, oh, guess we got the wrong guy. But then they force-fed him bananas until the cops literally were like...
Force-fed?
Force-fed
More than
him.
40 bananas.
I'd be sick. Did he throw up or did he... Other way.
Yeah.
Ew. That also sounds like it would hurt.
The gold chain?
Uh-huh.
Or the bananas?
Both going
the bananas
down
would
and
make it,
coming
yeah.
out.
Yeah, I don't know how big the gold chain was. It was from a woman on the streets, and they took him in for an x-ray first. They didn't just assume. They were like, there it is.
That would suck if you got the wrong guy and you fed him 40 bananas.
And then he just clears the, swabs the decks. Yeah, and then, they eventually got it. No word on whether or not she wanted it back.
Can't say.
Interesting.
Well, you can put it through something, right? Is there like a...
Yeah, cleaner, hose it off.
Like fire.
Yeah, I don't care how clean it's gotten. I ain't putting that back on.
Since you have the filthiest mind here, do you have a swallowed story?
I sure do. And I can't remember if I've told you guys this one in particular.
Okay.
I believe I did, but I was pretty young. I was probably 7 or 8. And I was laying in bed one night and I had a bit of a wiggly tooth. Funny thing, the wiggly tooth had a like silver cap on it because I have horrible teeth. And I was just laying there and then I went wiggle and knocked it out. It slipped right down my throat.
Well, with that silver, it was probably real silver.
Yeah, wait, was it the whole tooth or just the cap?
The whole tooth.
Oh, wow.
And I sat up in bed and I put my hand where my tooth was and it was bleeding. And for years, there was a little bit of a blood spot on the wall.
Why?
Because that's where you wiped your hand?
Yeah, as I sat up in terror.
And nobody wiped off the handprint. Wilson!
It was real small, but like I knew it was there. I never saw that tooth again, for anyone wondering.
But you didn't hear it go like, when it like...
No, I didn't.
You didn't listen?
I find it so disgusting to this day that happened.
How many bananas did you eat?
I don't remember the aftermath. Yeah.
Tooth Fairy's 10. Like, we're good.
Yeah. I think the Tooth Fairy gave me a 20 that night because Tooth Fairy was like, ouch.
Because of what they had to do to get the tooth, probably.
Oh, no. That's why I never heard it.
Yeah, that's why you never saw it. Tooth Fairy's like, I got it. Here's 20 bucks for your trouble.
Okay.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Okay, so... If you've, like, you get the idea, somewhere between intentionally swallowing a gold chain or accidentally swallowing a tooth, we'd love to hear your swallowed story. 303-222-5423. You may text, you may call.
I did swallow it. It wasn't, okay. I went to Stonehenge and my sister-in-law, her dad had passed, was cremated. She has been taking him around. To different places and spreading his ashes. And, you know,
you swallowed her dad?
I helped spread the ashes and I was wearing black. And so I couldn't wipe them on my pants. And so I wasn't thinking. I was just like, get this off of me. And
you licked your fingers?
Yeah.
What? That's like licking dirt.
No, licking dirt is probably a little different.
You swallowed your tooth.
This is so much worse.
You're pretty judgy for someone.
It was just one finger, and then I was like, ah! And then I was like, screw the pants, whatever.
This story is not getting better.
Yeah. No, it's not.
I think it was prom one of the years where we had the goldfish on the table at the dance. And David Blaine was very popular at the time. And there was a kid who was like, I can do it. And so he swallowed the goldfish. But he had never done it before. So he couldn't
make the goldfish come back up.
So he tried like three or four times.
To
bring it back up. But he could. He like swallowed like three goldfish.
Hey, I feel sick. I actually feel sick knowing that.
We were all, nobody was dancing. We're all just watching him drink.
The weird thing is, like, they're very resilient creatures. So... he probably felt them swimming around.
That's what I was thinking.
A bit. Depending on how much beer or whatever, if he had enough.
Bananas.
Like David Blaine will like drink a gallon of water so his stomach just has water in it so the fish aren't sitting in acid. They're like just sitting there and then he has that control because he can swallow a bunch of water and then swallow like ether or whatever and then do the thing where it's like and light it on fire.
Yeah.
Without swallowing, like he doesn't swallow the fuel in front of anybody. They're like, how'd you do that? And he's like, and can light it on fire. And then there's goldfish underneath.
I feel super, super ill at the thought of goldfish going down.
Swimming around.
Yeah.
This was just Austin. He didn't have any sort of powers or abilities.
Restraining.
He just drank fish.
Speaking of that, there was tale of a dude, they were playing beer pong or whatever.
Okay.
And somebody, you know, you're taking tops off of beers or whatever. One of the tops fell into one of the cups. Mm. So when you make it in the cup, the guy has to grab it and like, drink it.
Chug it.
They chugged it and didn't realize the cap was in there. And it's like, because you don't, like, I would think.
Like a top kind of?
Yeah,
like the metal.
Off a silver bullet or whatever. Yeah, it was just yeah.
I swallowed it. Cap. That's cap.
Can we get to the callers?
I don't think anybody's
gonna
call.
Did I say it wrong?
I don't. Okay. So if you've, or you can tell a story of somebody else. It doesn't have to be about you. Sure. You can say your kids swallowed something weird. That's probably not helpful. We just want the greatest swallowed stories. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are looking for weird stories about things you've swallowed. But it's not as nefarious as Eric has tried to make it.
Or how anyone might try to make it.
Yeah, it's just you swallowed something weird. Like the other times we've talked about this, we do take an opportunity to do the public service. Do not buy your kids those weird little magnets.
Right.
Those super powerful, like you little, can create kinetic things. Because we've known people, if your kid swallows them not connected,
right,
they will connect inside your kid's body.
Right.
Even if they have to go rip through internal organs. Steve?
Yay!
Yay! Swallowed.
I got some bit work done on a tooth, and the bit from the tool fell down in the back of my throat, and I swallowed it.
Oh, no.
The dentist drill bit.
Yes. Sound familiar?
It does sound familiar. Why?
It's Steve's example.
Got it.
He's calling us. Okay.
Thought maybe her name was Stevie.
Oh, that makes sense. That did actually happen. Because here's the thing. Have they ever dropped anything in your...
No.
Like, it's hard. Like, when they're doing a crown for me, and they're like, we're just testing it to see before we actually put the glue on. Oh. And then they take it back off, and they're like, I'm sorry. You may not think this, but you're... if anybody drops anything in your mouth, your instinct... No, it doesn't. Your instinct is... You just can't.
Gross.
You can't help it. Miguel?
Yay.
Yay. So wallowed.
So I was drinking a beer at a party, and me and my buddy kind of turned around. It was a beer bottle. I turned around at the same time. And he's a little shorter than me. So like my bottom of my beer bottle met his top of his forehead.
Oh, God.
And so it chipped my tooth, but we didn't realize it. So once I finally was done choking, I turned around and I just see him grabbing his forehead, trying to figure out like what happened all in a matter of like 5 seconds while I almost like died on my tooth because of it.
But did you swallow the chipped tooth?
No, I didn't. But like it caught me by surprise that I almost did. Oh, it just kind of like once I finally stopped joking, I finally was able to realize.
And then he just got a head injury.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Miguel. So,
0 out of 2 so far.
Yeah, we've got...
Remember when I said we should have done teeth?
That would have been a good one for it.
Would have been.
Yeah.
Anyone else wants to go there and answer the phone, be my guest.
I'm scared.
Oh, my God. When you're mad, it brings me so much joy. I don't know why. Lisa?
Yay.
Swallowed, or just, you know,
whatever.
Anything. Just tell us a good old tale.
Okay, kind of swallowed, kind of spit out. So I'm 9 or 10. I'm helping my dad out in his garage. He was making a sign for his this fishing place in our mountains, right? And he had routed out some sign thing, and he had to sprinkle this glass sand in it to like make it reflective.
Oh, cute.
And so, yeah, he got a big bucket and got a Dixie cup, and he was like, sprinkle this in here, and it'll be, you know, once it dries, it'll be all reflective and pretty. So we do that, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I'm thirsty, and I grab that same cup with the glass stand and put it right in my mouth, and I have like, it looks like ice. It looks like I drank like glitter. This stuff was so fine.
But
like,
you actually swallowed it?
Ice.
What? You didn't swallow, though, right? You just put it in your mouth and spit it out.
I put it in my mouth, and I don't know if some got down, but I was like, that's not water.
Yes.
Why are you?
We're 3 for 3 on people who didn't actually swallow anything. This is the best show we've ever done, ever.
Also, I feel like if you had swallowed that, you would have died.
Yeah, probably. Like little shards of broken glass, reflective glass. Yeah.
Yeah, little glass shards. I mean, they were little, so I don't know if they would have.
It was more like a powder. I'm sure she swallowed some. You can't get rid of all of that.
No, Aaron, let me have this one. Look in TX eyes and know why I need this.
First two, trash. This one, tolerable.
Tolerable.
Morgan?
Yay.
Yay.
Tell us of anything, really.
You didn't set it up right.
So my son is nonverbal autistic, and he went through a phase where he was eating just about anything that he could put in his mouth. And we had a stash of water-absorbed water beads, so they were still in the dry state, and he put a bunch of those in his mouth and swallowed
them. Are those like orgies? Are those water beads?
Wait, and they're going to expand when they get...
Yes.
Oh,
and
no.
So he was still in a pull-up, so they were coming out when we were changing his pull-up.
Oh, he's like a magic
factory. Wait, I thought you had to like get to the hospital if that happened.
As long as they don't pop, I bet they just, it's like, he's like a little like boba machine.
Yeah, exactly. And we called the doctor and they're like, well, are they the big ones, the small ones? Is he passing them? And we told him that he was passing them and they're like, okay, if he stops, take him in. But we were safe.
And he just
Oh my God, to imagine him just sitting there and just like...
Just, here they come.
Yep. I heard he actually swallowed them.
He did. Yep. Thank you, Morgan. Okay, congrats, buddy. Congrats. Josh?
Yeah, that's me. How you doing, guys?
Yeah, that's me. How you doing, guys?
Oh boy, I'm here with a good
show. This is our best show ever. Okay, swallow, Josh, or not.
Okay. I got a kind of embarrassing one, but it's a good one. So I hope you guys are in for it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm 29 years old now, but this was over 10 years ago. This was when I was at summer camp. Way back in the day, we used to go to summer camp all these years. I went from 8 to 15. Love summer camp. One year when I think I was 12 or 13 years old, they had a competition going on. It was a hot dog eating competition. And I was the biggest dude at camp. I was a football player. I said, you know what? Let me go do this hot dog eating competition. Uh-huh. But I tell you, I put down 15 hot dogs within 5 minutes. But my issue was I was putting three down. When I got to my last one, I put three hot dogs down my throat. I choked on that thing harder than I ever choked before. In front of the whole camp, I had to get Heimlich maneuvered. Imagine being a 12-year-old and getting Heimlich maneuvered in front of a camp of 300 plus
and
kids.
Having wieners come out.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I don't.
No, do we have to do the
Listen,
new way
I don't...
again?
I don't want to be mad. I want to be like, I don't even know the name of the guy, but like Leopold or whoever, like the leader of a Philharmonic who comes in and we don't have to rehearse anymore, you guys. We just have it. Okay.
Okay.
We have it.
But do you think we should be here and you should come in like the conductor, like, and then we all get up and kind
100%.
Of 100%. Well, yeah. Where's your stick?
Okay. Here he goes. Okay. Okay.
Oh, the baton is here. Okay.
And then the people in the crowd are like, this is so exciting.
Okay, I have to use two. Okay, ready?
News. News.
Oh, no. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide. This is news or no.
Oh. He threw the pen.
That wasn't a pen, that was a baton.
Sorry. He threw the baton at the window. I thought it was going out
for
a second.
You have probably, if you've listened to this show from the beginning, like for years and years, you've never heard these words uttered. I am proud of you guys.
So true.
Never heard what? That.
What? He does know that.
Good evening. Slacker is proud of the people on the show. Wow. All right, sorry, go ahead.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I don't think that this was Slacker's particular problem, but perhaps we found the mystery behind his baldness.
This is one of those things that drives me nuts when people call me bald.
Because you actually have a shaved head.
I shave my head. I have a bald spot on my head.
It's
but like
true. Looking at your head, you're not bald.
I am not bald.
Totally.
So stop calling me bald.
Okay. Sorry. Maybe this is the reason for your bald spot, but this is a warning for anyone with hair currently.
Okay.
There's been a big trend for a really long time about training your hair, which is where you don't wash it very often, like maybe twice a week, maybe once a week.
How does that train
you're
your hair?
You're training it to not get oily. The problem is it could backfire, lead to thinner and grayer hair.
Shut up.
Hmm. So I wash my hair just about every other day, and I'm feeling vindicated.
Because you wash more than people recommend.
Yeah, people thought for a long time that washing too much would actually lead to thinning, but that's not true.
It's not exactly the opposite either.
It's not like certain. Like if you only wash your hair once a week, you'll go bald.
Okay.
Or have a bald spot. But it is like saying it could lead to thinner and grayer hair. Which, like, what do you mean grayer hair?
Because your hair, because grayness comes from unhealthiness?
I don't know.
No, it's just like, I don't think so. Maybe it's like the harsh of the chemicals of the soap.
No, it's if you aren't washing it.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Then you're likely to go grayer sooner.
You guys, I just had this moment where I was looking at Aaron, and I can't wait for you to be old because your hair is going to be
so light.
It's
going to be silver. It's just like, so I'm also very excited.
And you'll embrace it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Will you have it long still?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you'll be a very cute older woman.
Yes, for sure. Like, still tiny. Living with that silver hair that's long. Like, too many women like cut their hair short, and it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh, it's going to be cool. Can we be friends still? I mean, then. Yeah. We're not friends now.
No, it's like if you're around. Anyway.
Okay. We had, like, do you remember how happy I was just a couple minutes ago?
No, that's right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Frankie Muniz is in the news. Not only did he have his season of The Bachelorette canceled, but he has also clarified...
No.
What?
I was really, really confused for a minute. No, that's Frankie Paul.
Taylor Frankie Paul.
Taylor Frank. Okay. So Frankie...
Frankie Muniz is the sister or the brother...
Okay.
Of the Frankie Paul, I think.
That's okay.
Yeah, they're in the
Well, this is about Frankie Muniz.
Okay.
So whether I guess we'll agree
whether
to
there's
disagree.
A bachelor season of his or
yeah.
not.
Yeah. He has clarified some misconceptions. There's been a rumor going around that he suffered from severe memory loss. He kind of made a joke on a podcast where he was like, "I don't remember anything from filming Malcolm in the Middle and stuff," and people were like, "Oh my gosh, he can't remember anything," and he has had to clarify, and he's like, "No, I don't have memory loss. I just have a bad memory. I've had lots of concussions and all stuff." But he said, "It's not like I have amnesia or anything." But he like doesn't remember full episodes of filming Malcolm in the Middle.
He doesn't?
Yeah, but that was long ago.
He was a kid.
He was a kid and then, he did like NASCAR or something.
Yeah.
He what?
He went into driving. Oh, yeah. And that's how he got all of his concussions.
He's little, isn't he?
Yeah, I think
it's great to be.
Yeah,
he was. Oh, that could be a jockey on a horse.
No, but also in a car. If you're moving less weight.
He was in that movie, the Disney movie, too, where he was like the drag.
Oh. Just in time.
Was that it?
Where he played? You know what, dude? You drive me nuts. Because I try to talk about movies with you, like actual pieces of like literature, like films. And you're like, what? And then he brings up some obscure...
Oh, I'm sorry. It was not just in time.
Okay.
That's from something else.
This just in.
Miracle in Lane 2.
That's it, yeah. He plays a guy who's in a wheelchair, who still does the...
Just in Time is a musical?
Nah.
Like a Broadway musical.
Yeah, I think they're...
You guys...
Jonathan Groff is in it currently.
He's on The Bachelor. I think...
All we did was sing the song right... And from there, this has been a piece of turd, okay? We got probably time for one more story, okay?
Right.
If this doesn't turn it around...
Do something bad.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We're entering Coachella weekend one, and people are getting ready. They're posting their outfits, including people are paying stylists to send them random boxes of clothing to wear to Coachella because it's kind of become like a whole fashion
thing.
Like
the whole Hobo Stitch Fix?
Yeah, but it's worse. The outfits they're getting, these stylists are trolling so hard and I'm here for it because Coachella is dumb. I hate it. I'm not a fan.
Justin Bieber's performing.
Oh.
Hey, girl. Music director. Yeah. I wouldn't want to go pay to see him in the desert.
It is. You pay. It's an exorbitant amount of money now, right?
I have been once.
That's right. And you lost somebody. There was
That was Stagecoach. That was Stagecoach. Sorry, I went to Coachella once for work, and it was...
It was a nightmare.
Like
it was fun.
It was fun.
I'm sure
like
it's
left
fun
them
if
behind,
you're...
Right?
Yeah. They were
like
wandering
a
back.
Okay.
On drugs.
You're like, you lost somebody at Coachella. It sounds kind of...
Yeah. Oh, no.
No, they didn't die. They just, yes. Nobody died.
Okay. It was a sandstorm.
Okay.
What's happening with these stylists, though?
Remember when I said this is our last chance to turn the whole thing around?
Get ready for lots of ass on Instagram this week.
Guys.
What?
With this weather, this cold front, we need to give away a beanie.
Should we even?
Okay, this might be the last beanie battle of the season because it's been a harsh winter.
Right.
But okay, we have beanies. They're Slacker Show beanies. At some point, you'll need a beanie again in your life. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're traveling somewhere cold.
Maybe.
If you want one of the cool, badass Slacker Show beanies, callers 6 and 7. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Listen, I know we're supposed to be doing a beanie battle, but there's a lot of different texts that I don't like, and I just want it out there that I do read the texts, and you're hurting my feelings. Okay?
Calm down, Baldy.
Somebody literally...
Erica.
Sorry, it was a texter, not me.
Yeah, sure it was. It is time for a beanie battle and potentially the final beanie battle of all time.
Oh.
Because Old Man Winter said, F you, boys and girls.
What about next year?
Well, are we going to have more beanies?
We got a pretty big box of them still.
I know, but we're trying to make them seem they're more exclusive.
No, they are exclusive.
Exclusive and exclusive.
Yeah, and you're ruining the... Okay. Let's find our contestants here. Contestant number one is Sherry.
Yes.
Oof,
that's
a
point
again.
Yay.
Okay. And contestant number two is going to be Lori.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Ooh, boy. This is going swimmingly. If you haven't heard it before, there are questions about the show, about the members of the show, or maybe things that were discussed in features like News or Nope, or True. Maybe OPP, or whatever.
Right.
Sherry gets to go first. If you get it wrong at any point, your opponent can steal. First right. one to three, or at some points, it's just first one who gets
Sometimes
anything.
We go, that's enough.
Yeah, we tap out a lot on this. So,
all right, Sherry, you are... caller number one, so you get the first question. Which two members of the show hung out outside of work this week?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
It was T-Hack and Erica.
Wow, that's
wild. Wow. You listen to this show. Yeah. That's weird. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Love that's it. A point All for right. Sherry.
Impressive, Sherry. Okay, Lori, question number two is for you. What very fashionable movie is getting a sequel and a clothing collab at Old Navy?
Oh, for the love of God, I have no idea.
Sherry can steal for a second point here. Sherry, what movie?
Is it Devil's Wears Prada?
Sure is.
It is Devil Wears Prada. Ooh. This is the rare and elusive potential skunk. Because we could have our third question with our third point getting us a winner, which is weird. Just ask her. She does know your name. She said it already.
She knows my name. Yeah, not like that lady.
That lady has been an answer. Okay,
this one might be a little harder. So, Sherry, question two for you. Well, question three, I guess. Coachella Weekend One is this weekend. Aaron is not a fan of it. But who is one of the headliners? You can name any of the headliners, but you got to answer quick.
Oh, Justin Bieber?
That is a skunking.
We call that a sweep.
Yeah, a sweep.
That is a sweep.
Lori, I would say try again next week, but there's a good chance just throwing beanies out in a dumpster out behind the station. They're rare and elusive.
Oh, there's good food out there.
Sherry, congratulations. Have any big plans for the beanie?
Yes. We do a lot of camping and early morning fishing. I'm wearing it then.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Still chilly then.
Yes. All right. Yep. Thank you very much. If you would like to win a beanie and you want a beanie battle next week, please petition on our text line.
Okay.
303-222-5423.
Spring Fest is heating up at Lowe's. And for a limited time, we have the extra big deals you need to impress guests. Get your outdoor space ready and save $50 on the select Kobalt 24-volt blower kit, now $79. Plus, save $80 on the Charbroil Performance 4-burner grill, now $199. It's springtime, and our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/13. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios.
Don't settle for a checking account that doesn't earn interest. Open a Boost Interest checking account at Belco Credit Union. Membership eligibility required.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
It's other people's problems. You can get all the old problems that we've ever solved. Where do we get them?
The Odyssey app.
Oh, O-D-Y-S-S.
Well, that's where we get all of our... A-U-D-A-C-Y.
M-O-U-S.
I was thinking that too.
she did it in the exact...
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
M-O-U-S. I literally can't. I can't do it with you today.
All right, let's not deal with our problems. Hack whose problem we have.
We have Michaela today and Erica. We get to help her with her wedding.
Oh, look who's back.
Yeah, wow. I can't do that today.
Michaela?
Yay!
Tell us what's going on.
So we are currently planning our wedding. And,
very fun.
You know,
congratulations.
It's a big project. Thank you. Hmm. Thank you. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've been working on all the details and I've got my spreadsheets going, you know, it's going well. Except I let my fiance pick where we're going to go honeymoon. And that way, he could feel involved in the planning and like he was part of the wedding, you know, and I wasn't
he
doing
is
the whole
the
thing.
Groom.
Hold on.
Well, exactly. A lot of men don't do a ton of planning. So you're saying so that he could plan something.
You could feel a part of it.
I got to jump in right away on Erica and Michaela. A lot of men don't do a lot of the planning or aren't allowed to do a lot
she
of the
said
planning.
I let him pick.
Yeah, and she, exactly. It's like, oh, here's your little piece of the, go, hey, pick the spoons out
hey,
for dessert.
Can you take things down like five
you
know, notches?
I cannot. You just said men don't plan.
I said... But- Actually, I said a lot of men. I did not say all men.
Okay.
A lot of men don't do a lot of the planning.
But are you? Do you think that's our choice or your choice?
I think it depends on the relationship. Mm-hmm. And also, you guys don't care about details.
Right. So, yes, that's part of it. Yes.
Okay. So they wouldn't get done unless we did that. Well,
they would get done. They just wouldn't get done the way you want.
Or they wouldn't get done at all because the detail, quote unquote, doesn't matter. Can we just get back to her problem?
Oh, you need to take it down. Like,
oh boy. I can't today, guys.
Okay, sorry. So he's planning the honeymoon. That's awesome. You threw him the one little bone.
It's not a bone. Yeah. It's a big deal.
Okay.
It's a huge deal. And it's not half, but it's like almost half. You know, there's the wedding and then there's the honeymoon.
I wouldn't say it's half.
A lot of times I've heard the guy gets to choose DJ or band. Like, we do that thing that, like, it's hard to screw up because if it is a wedding band, they've played other weddings. So it's like, we can't, you're just hiring a vendor. You know what I mean? It's not, you don't give us something hard to do.
You know what I mean? I've got all that figured out, though. Like, that's all, and I've got that all.
Okay.
So he's planning the honeymoon. So he does a ton of research. He like goes online and he's looking for all the best deals, you know, to vacation spots and destinations. Mm-hmm. And he finds this great deal for a trip to Mexico.
Sweet.
So I'm like, oh, that sounds good. Like I can do, you know, Caribbean and warm and beach and stuff. Yeah,
absolutely.
I like it. So I go online and I'm looking up the place and I start to read some of the reviews of this place he found. And they're not good.
The moment you said best deals, I did get a little concerned. This is like the one vacation you don't do a best deal on.
Right? Thank you.
After you just spent a bunch of money on your wedding, I would think it would be when you do a deal.
Wouldn't you want to go shut the world out for a bit after? At a nice place.
It does feel like the right time to do like an all-inclusive.
Yeah, it's like splurge a little.
Yeah.
But you're just going to be in your room going.
You're not. Okay, 24 hours in a day, man.
Right.
23 hours of the day, you're going to be in your room and I'll let you out for one. Hey, I'll let you just like you let me. Sorry. You need to separate the two of us for sure.
I'm concerned, Michaela, why did you check his work?
Well, of course I'm going to look at it. I want to see where we're going. Like, I want to see what he's got up his sleeve. And
do you think he called the caterer?
What?
Like, after you booked the caterer, was he like, let me check?
Because he knows that I've got it. He trusts that I've got it.
But you didn't trust that he had it.
Okay, you guys settle down. Okay, let him talk.
I haven't even gotten to the point. So you're saying we're going to spend all the time in the room. Well, at this resort, it seems like we're going to be spending all the time with the cockroaches in our room.
So there are some reviews that say cockroaches, or
are there several reviews?
Because here's the thing.
Maybe it's the same
more
cockroach.
Than a handful. It's more than a handful of reviews mention cockroaches. And that's a problem.
That
for
is
me.
A problem. There is nothing worse than trying to get
it is a human
get going. Okay. But you're in the middle of doing your thing, right? And you look down and you're like,
I'm sorry. It's all I got.
Oh my gosh.
No. I actually think we might need to go off air.
She's genuinely mad at me. Okay. Okay. So you checked his work. All I'm saying is this. I'm not trying to push back just to push back. I'm saying I have stayed at some really great places and there are some Karens in the world or whatever we're calling the Karens of the world who just can't be satisfied. And they just, the person at the front desk was rude and there was just bugs everywhere. And it's like, you're in the jungle, baby. There's going to be bugs. I'm like, but do you genuinely feel he made a bad choice on this resort?
Yes, I do. Yes, because I get that. That's why I read a bunch of reviews.
Okay.
Because, like, I know there's going to be some here and there that are, you know, the, like, dramatic people. But when a lot of them are talking about cockroaches and a lot of them are talking about, like, the cleanliness of the room just wasn't good. The cleanliness of the resort wasn't good. When they went to the buffets, they just didn't feel like it was
clean.
You're winning me over so hard right now.
I've gotten ill after being in Mexico once.
Yeah.
Because I did end up, it's a long story, but I had to do a buffet one night and I for sure
got
Yeah.
drank water of sorts or ate vegetables washed in
Well, Michaela, since we've interrupted the bulk of your time, where are we at with this whole thing? Have you told him no?
Well, no, because I just don't know what to do. Like, I kind of feel like I want to pull the plug on him booking reservations to this place, but then I know he's going to be upset about it or like disappointed because he spent all this time researching and, you know, I give him this one task and he's going to get mad that I'm going to override him anyway. But it's just not good. It's not a good place. It's not a place I want to go.
But it's the one thing you gave him.
Yeah, but he's trying to cheap out and it's going to be a crappy place and it's going to be a crappy honeymoon. And like, maybe we get sick, you know, we don't want that.
And then you are spending 24 hours in the room with the cockroaches.
Yeah.
Erica got sick at a resort. She just said,
it was not my choice. I got stuck in Mexico because of a canceled flight and they put me up in a crappy resort.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Sorry, man. Shut that down.
You could get sick anywhere.
You could. I've gotten sick at a really nice resort. Mm. It can just happen, but I would say in Michaela's defense, if there's more than one Karen, if it seems like it's not just people who are complaining, but there's actually cockroaches, like I'm pretty much a hard pass there.
Yeah.
They're everywhere in Mexico, but the good resorts somehow keep them out.
Exactly. Yeah, right. They can.
Yeah.
So why did you even let him do it? If you then went and were like, well, let me check his work and let me do the research. And it's like, why didn't you just do it from the start if you had something specific in mind that you wanted?
Because he might have done a great job. Like, he might have found an awesome place and then it's a task off my
plate. But you didn't trust him to do a good, like, you checked his.
I feel like this is uncommon. Like, if I ask any of you to plan a vacation for the four of us, clearly not soon, because we're fighting, I would want to know where we were going. I'd be interested. I'd want to see photos and stuff.
You could trust me.
Would you read reviews?
Maybe.
Like, yeah.
I think that's more of like a girl's thing. Like, you want all the information at hand.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Michaela, we're going to get advice on how to tell him, if you tell him, or if you somehow Jedi mind trick him into... choosing a different spot.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Or like, do I give him a different task? Like,
No, no. Well, maybe, but he already thinks he's got this one checked. So you got to get him off this one without hurting his feelings. And I don't know that you're going to be able to pull that off. Because he's had one.
I don't know.
Erica, I agree with you and her that it's not a good spot.
No,
but
I know.
Can't just go up to him and go, hey, sweetheart, tap, tap, tap. The one thing you tried, you sucked at.
But did he do that much research or did he find a good deal and went, well, this will do?
He did research thing. He did research
on the deal.
On the deal.
You're right.
And like, look at the beach right there. This beach is the best one. It's like, I've been to resorts where like on Maroma Beach near Cancun. Like, that beach is one of the best beaches in the world, but the resort behind it can be a dumpster fire. You got to find a combination of both.
So
hang on tight. Don't move.
Also, your honeymoon's it's a big deal.
I agree. But, dude, then she shouldn't have given him the task. Like,
then what's a better task to give him if he's not adequate?
He is adequate. He found a place. He booked it. He did exactly what he was asked to do. He did the research on you. What you're focused on is like you have a different standard.
Correct.
That was not communicated to him agree on it or whatever.
You're right.
They're different standards. He did what he was asked.
But it doesn't sound like a place you'd want to go on your honeymoon.
The hack wouldn't care. That's why we're never going to convince
him. That's why I don't
think. He doesn't care. He's
like, you would just
hamburgers on the buffet.
Keep going on the
All right.
On the romance part.
Michaela needs
the cockroach distraction was not hitting me at all. I don't get what
you really wouldn't care?
I don't think so.
You've
no.
never had
I assume there are bugs in every hotel you stay in.
Cockroaches are different.
There are bugs in every hotel you stay in.
I don't know
about them, but there are.
Okay.
What
does Michaela tell her husband to be, or does she just tough it out and have cockroaches for roommates? 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice
105.9.
Are we good?
I don't know.
It's wild. Fine. Because in the end, I do agree with you that like only half is the one going like, you're okay. Michaela was on the phone. She gave her husband to be one task, book the honeymoon. He went looking for deals and not, holy hell,
right.
This is where I'm going to carry my bride across the threshold.
Yeah, it's just like, I think the honeymoon is supposed to be like a really nice trip, and it looks like maybe he went very inexpensive trip.
But she, instead of just going, I trust that you've booked a honeymoon, maybe to her credit, maybe to her detriment, she did research and found out this place has got bad reviews. It's got cockroaches.
Which, nothing ruins a vacation like a cockroach.
Yes, dysentery also can do that. But it's like,
sure.
But it also, it's like she's just, if she wouldn't know that if she didn't check.
But and that, why to would me, you not
we're check, not even.
You're not going to like go to your wedding and then the next day be like, well, babe, where are we going? Like, you're going
to
know.
But to Hack's point, she booked the caterer and he never checked.
Like, yeah, because
why is there one-way trust?
Or if I was like, honey, did you lock the door? She's like, I did. And I'm like, let me go check. That would be wildly rude.
I do that all the time. Oh.
We're changing the name to Wildly Rude. Noah.
Oh. Yai.
Yai. What do you think? You have advice for Michaela?
Yes, I do. What I think she should do is, since she gave him this one thing, I think they should talk. Set him down nicely for a nice little chat, because they're engaged, they're married. They're going to fight anyway, so we might as well practice it now.
I don't think there's any chance they haven't fought up to this point.
Yeah. But this is very hurtful.
Is it, though?
You gave me one thing, and now you're saying I didn't do it good enough.
He did a bad job.
Okay, you're right. There's no way he'd be hurt by that. What? That's insane to say that you can't see seriously that he'd be hurt.
So we're back. Back to fighting.
I'm just saying, you're right. He did do a bad job. But like, Noah's like, set him down. Like, he's not a... Oh my God, that was so close.
You
were. He's not a child.
He's not, but he kind of behaved like one when he didn't do the correct research on their honeymoon.
Oh my God, when you talk.
just when I talk.
If you would just shut up.
Right.
Oh my God, please tell me, I see your side on the resort. We're friends.
Right.
We're on the same side.
I know.
Please be on my side for understanding how you're going to hit him in the face with a baseball bat that says, you're inadequate.
I wouldn't do it that way.
But that's what he's going... You gave him one thing and then you gotta go, nope. It's...
And then you gotta go, hey babe, we're gonna get sick and we're gonna have roaches in our bed and...
Maya?
Yai.
Please be the voice of reason here.
I might be in a minority, but I'm gonna say to still go, only because I went through this exact same thing. We booked a super cheap trip to Mexico. The reviews weren't the greatest, but we still went, and it was the best time ever.
Okay. Perhaps your standards are different than Michaela's. Did you see cockroaches?
No, but that's what the review said. We did not see any. The review said the food was horrible. It was not.
That's the other thing. People check the timing of the reviews. Because, like, I was talking earlier about Maroma, like, and I went down there, and I did not have a good time. But I went to a resort that just opened, and it's like, all the reviews were terrible, and I was like, dude, that's on you. You should have looked how long this thing's been open. They hadn't worked the kinks out.
Right, true.
And then now you read the reviews of this resort, and it's like, this is the greatest experience in the history of mankind. And, like, if they've seen the reviews about the cockroaches, maybe they've killed the cockroaches by now. I know cockroaches are super hard to kill.
They're so hard to kill.
Oh my God. I need to calm down.
Yeah.
Antonio?
Yai.
You're the voice of reason. Help.
I think you should just be honest. You guys, this is your wedding. This is all about the two of you. Let him know. Like, hey, I was just looking at what you picked. I think it's a great idea, but I just have this concern. And honestly, just talk about it. I mean, that's what a relationship's all about. And come to a common agreement on something else. Like, hey, maybe we should try and look at something like this. You know, come up with an idea, with a plan, and try and talk about it.
I like that, because when you're planning a wedding, you do at least propose, like, I'm thinking the flowers like this, the colors like this. Whether or not he had an opinion, she probably ran it by him.
But it's still nice to get his opinion too on anything.
Yeah, so use that same...
I don't know why, but when Antonio says it, I don't want to hit him with a shovel.
Yeah.
You, on the other hand...
You want to hit me with a shovel?
Get me the shovel.
Oh.
Which one?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
You guys get to choose. This is a fun game.
Yay.
Whether or not I am a bad parent, or two, completely out of touch.
Oh my gosh, I love this game.
Choose
actually.
A or two?
I know, I did that on purpose. I did that on purpose.
Okay. I clearly wasn't paying that close of attention.
Did I drink today? No, okay, it was on purpose.
Here is the issue. Very soon, my daughter turns 16 years old, and I have been single-mindedly focused on getting her 50 hours of driving so that she can get her driver's license and be the strong, badass, independent woman that I know she is.
Okay.
I had somebody say, oh, this is such a hard sentence for me to say, what are you doing for her sweet 16? And I said, what? That I thought we don't do that anymore. So am I a terrible father, or am I out like sweet 16? What? Mm. That was like the MTV show. Like we stopped.
That was my
doing,
super sweet 16.
Right.
Great.
Yeah.
But like we don't do like
I don't
there
think
are cultures that do the quinceanera, that but that's 15, right? Isn't it?
It is.
15 or 14?
15. Quinceanera is 15, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But like we
do we do sweet 16?
I like I even think I, Mia has like she was like John Mulaney's playing in Chicago. We could go see that. That's around my birthday. And I was like, for my sweet 16, I was like, I'm sorry, what?
Oh.
I'm, dude.
Oh, boy. I think I went to go see Legally Blonde in New York for my sweet 16.
Really? I think I got a guitar, which is not like nothing, but it wasn't like we did
there's
some
not like the
thing.
Big parties anymore.
But there some used to be,
do.
You get
some
a car.
Some people do.
Like, but, am,
for a girl, yeah.
God, you said... Thank you for, okay.
What?
There for, is no sweet 16 for a guy.
For, not for a boy.
Boys turning 16 is just like.
I got my license.
Show.
I got
tell
the
you
heck
otherwise.
Out of there. It's
who like, would say otherwise?
The TV show. My super sweet 16. Absolutely.
There are
guys.
A few guys. Yeah.
And they got cars and like Rihanna
but it's
performed.
By and large, sweet 16. It wouldn't,
like
you wouldn't 60, call it 40, sweet 16.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I don't mean it as a bad thing. I just mean, I think it's like more, because I think...
Like a quinceanera, that's
a
not a guy
would
thing,
would
want to
wear a dress, and like a guy is like,
I got a car, bye.
Yeah.
But...
Like, I think it did
I
on
didn't
the show, for sure.
Get a car.
No, I'm just saying, I'm old enough to drive, was my...
Sure.
But, yeah, like,
yeah.
Depends when you got your permit.
I bought a Pinto that was three different colors, like... But I was just like, I'm 16. I will probably never see you people.
Is that
again.
The only difference with turning 16 is you get your license?
That's it. I mean,
and I didn't even get mine right at 16 because I got my permit late because I was lazy.
They have
I
made
don't know.
It so difficult to get your license at 16 at this point because you have to get it one full year. And whatever day you get that, you're a full year away.
Yes.
Oh, but by the way, did you not make an appointment? Ooh.
Right. Well, this,
and
isn't,
then it's like,
this isn't new. This is all average.
No, but the appointment thing started in COVID.
Yeah.
What?
I didn't make an appointment.
No.
Oh, my God. COVID. I needed appointments to make an appointment.
Really?
Oh, God. Yeah. The California DMV system.
I would imagine it's pretty corrupt and weird.
The Iowa one's just in a field.
Yeah. Like, you just go up and
they're like, you're here.
And they're like, you have an ID?
Oh, my gosh.
Clearly, she thinks it's coming, but did I miss out? On some, like,
well, Noah didn't have one, right?
No,
but did you buy him a car?
No,
oh,
he got a yes. There's some weirdness, and there was a whole divorce thing going on at that time.
But he did get a car,
not at 16, not like no,
not like as a birthday gift.
No, no.
Hmm.
So I don't, I like, I'm just, I don't know if I'm asking the listeners or asking you guys, or like, what would you, Mia has never, Mia is very different. She is an old soul. She's kind of like Aaron, but like just even different. Like she likes Arctic Monkeys. She doesn't like, she doesn't, everything your 16 year, if you're listening, everything your 16 year old daughter is listening to, my daughter loathes. Like, is if it's Olivia Rodrigo,
are 16-year-olds now like older?
I think there are things, but yeah. Like pop music is a big thing with a lot of 16-year-olds, and my daughter's like, ugh. Like, if you're still in your twilight phase, Mia's all the way out of that.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So with that being said, I presume, like, Sweet 16 to me is like the show. The dress and the pageantry and the, like, but she wouldn't want any of that.
No, but I actually think you should do something big with just her. Maybe a trip somewhere.
She wants to go to Europe, but I can't do that.
Okay, Europe is a little much, but maybe a weekend trip to go see a show she likes. Maybe are the Arctic Monkeys.
I don't think they're touring.
Okay, great.
I don't even know if they're a band.
Like, doing something bigger than a normal birthday, but I don't think she's not going to want a big party.
She wants
and
something.
And I don't know how standard a big party is anymore.
That's what I want to know. Did anybody have friends near that age? Like, did you have one? Or was it already over by the time you were 16?
I think I literally got a guitar.
I feel like it became uncool to have a big party.
Starting when?
Oh, people my age were having them, but like we weren't rich. So.
Okay. Did you have a graduation party?
A joint one with a friend, like a pretty chill taco truck kind of thing.
We didn't do that for Noah either.
Okay, but that means he didn't want one that bad.
No, I think he kind of did. We just didn't do it.
Okay, I don't know how to help you.
So is it A or two or both?
Spring Fest is heating up at Lowe's, and for a limited time, we have the extra big deals you need to impress guests. Get your outdoor space ready and save $50 on a select Kobalt 24-volt blower kit, now $79. Plus, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance 4-burner grill, now $199. It's springtime, and our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/13. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. the power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces, like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobo-pedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Okay, the studio is... Okay. First off, I think Tiak was getting ready to kill his dogs. Or,
was.
And I do say
humanely.
Yes, sure. But prematurely.
Maybe.
Okay.
First off, only one dog was sick, but then he thinks because they're brothers that he's got to off them both.
And also, neither dog is actually sick,
one
right?
One dog has been pooping. Mm-hmm. And like, when I will say this, when Mojo got incontinent, we were like, this is just a phase. And it's like, dude, they're still, I wish we'd let go a little sooner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you do have to... I didn't mean for this to get into that, but like you do have to go search online for a quality of life quiz.
Oh my God.
And you kind of...
Oh, my dogs can't read.
They can't fill out the quiz.
Well, they failed.
They don't even know how to work the computer.
Dude. No, but you when you do it, you find you're like, oh man. Like it's... Like, there's times when I think about that quality of life quiz that I took for Mojo and, like, how much sooner he would have failed that quiz. And I think about taking that quiz for myself going, like...
Ugh. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Like, none of you guys take it for me because it's like, Slacker, come here. Come here, boy. Get in the car. Come on. Come on, buddy. Anyway.
You've been kind of incontinent.
Oh, my God. Okay. So
this, okay, I just want to say we're talking about dogs, and we're going to talk about TX dogs in a second. But we need to talk about your worthless dog.
I can't believe how useless he is.
There is a dog that is paying for a couple's wedding to the tune of $66,000, and it's not some rare and exotic golden doodle miniature whatever. It is the exact dog that you have. And your dog has netted you how much money?
Absolutely none. Uh-huh. And there's been some offers on TikTok, but I never believe those for even a moment.
Oh, so somebody's just like...
I get like comments on videos of him that are like, come join our pet influencer. And I'm like, there's no way this is real.
He's really stinking cute though.
I just looked up this dog that is paying for the couple's wedding. My dog is cuter than this dog.
Is this dog more talented than your dog?
He probably has more dedicated parents to posting him. I tried though. Swanson_the_doxy. Nope. Maybe just
Swanson
_ the doxy. Yeah. XIE.
Okay.
And yeah.
Maybe you should know your dog's handle.
He's wearing a bow tie.
Who is?
This other dog that's earning money.
Hey, we're trying to pimp her page.
That's a handsome dog.
Well, is that the dog?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm looking at a different Wilson.
Are you sure?
Okay.
Anyway, I would have loved for Swanson to have contributed to the wedding, even if all he did was cover the cost to have a handler for him.
Right. But he's covered nothing. He's covered a drain nothing. On your life.
He literally was so itchy this week, we had to get him a shot to help with his allergies.
A shot?
No. Like a medical shot.
Oh.
And so, yeah, that was like $200 down the drain. I know.
Mm.
But he is so cute. He's can't even be mad.
But he's not $66,000 cute. He's not even $6,000 cute.
Not yet.
$0 cute. He's negative $200 cute.
Minimum.
That's like how. Negative.
Do you have pet insurance?
Yeah.
Okay.
So some of it'll get paid back, but also you think about the purchase of him, his poop issues when he was young, all kinds of things.
So as long as we're on the pooping subject.
Right.
Tiak?
Yes.
How's your poop?
Okay, no.
Like, your dog did go through a period where it looked like you were going to have to put him down because he's pooping everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah. It's been a little less recently, so we're hoping. I found in the yard, I was cleaning up the poop when he did happen to go in the yard, and there was seemed to be a wrapper, like a candy wrapper. No idea where that could have came from. Just state that.
You don't go outside and like sneak eat?
Not outside.
Where's your, do you have a sneak spot in your house? Do you go in the pantry or something?
No, no, I can't fit in the pantry.
Where
I used to. No. Is it
small? Okay.
Do you, come on, everybody sneak eats a little bit, right?
Yeah, when I'm trying to hide it from my nephews because I don't want them to have that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go in the pantry. Like I'll have like Cadbury eggs that I don't want anybody to know.
Pasta. Yeah. And then I have a Reese's peanut butter cup.
No, I'm like, I'm going to the bathroom, and they think I'm in the bathroom, but I'm in the pantry just horking down something that they don't know that I have.
Who do I have to sneak eat from?
You're, like, even your man. Like, sometimes if listen, princess, you cried when he ate too many damn egg rolls, so I feel like you have some food divisiveness issues.
He's really good now. Okay. He always leaves amounts of egg rolls.
But I mean, that's what you do. Like, I love my children, but there are times where I'm like, man, I have this many Reese's peanut butter eggs. Chill, dude, chill. Mm-hmm. And you just see, like, I'll throw something in the trash and I see, like, two wrappers and I'm like, they found them. And then you gotta move them. You're in the pantry, like, okay. Like, horking. Anyway, back to you and your dogs. This is what I really wanted to get to. You are asking, like when your dog was pooping, you're like, maybe this is time. I could feel you ramping up to it.
Yeah, they're pretty old. I know Chihuahuas live a while. They'll be 13.
Yeah. You're looking at Erica to answer.
We had a full discussion about it. I believe they will be 13.
Okay, and what were their names again?
Here is the real thing that I want to get to, dude. You already have a predisposition one way. It feels to me like you were asking Erica, who recently, as stated, was at your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are my dogs anything special? Is there any reason they should still be alive?
He asked the first part.
I expected. Erica is very vocal. She's a dog lover, right?
Yes.
She came over. I've got two dogs who need some love, as we stated. They're ignored. Mm-hmm.
Was I pet kind of them.
Her reaction.
Wait, say it again.
I pet them.
Even the way you're saying it, like I put my hand on your dogs.
I pet their back.
I thought Erica would be like, I'm here.
Erica, when a dog is cool,
baby.
They're
licking me.
Looked at me like, if you come one step closer, I might bite you.
So you think it's them, not you?
Yes, I think so.
Unfortunately, no, it's them. Maybe. I also, you guys are like, oh, Erica's a dog lover.
Yes.
I'm a dog lover. I am a Swanson lover.
I know.
So that's the difference. Sometimes dogs scare me a little.
I'm going to tell you this. Hmm. When you meet Moxie, you're going to make out with her. You will.
So then we'll know for sure that Hack's dogs are nothing special. No!
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I'm not good. I'm really stressed and I did it to myself.
What is this in reference to?
Has everyone else done their taxes?
No.
What?
Normally I do them like February 2nd.
What are you waiting for?
I'm opening an IRA.
Okay. We probably shouldn't go further into your personal details.
No, let's do. What is your social?
Right.
I do have it memorized. I'm not going to say it though.
Hold on. Who doesn't have their social memorized?
I don't know. I think a lot of people don't.
It is kind of funny. My son, I just realized I would love, please, I'm taking over your thing.
Yeah, well.
But like, does my son have to file tax? Mm. He only made like $1,400 last year. Do you still have to file? At Ziggy's Coffee. Shout out Ziggy's.
I'm assuming so, but I don't know if there's a minimum limit.
But isn't he's still your dependent?
He's 19.
Yep.
But as a college student, you can be a dependent till 24 or 25, I think.
Okay.
As long as your parents are, I think if he made like 15 grand or something, but like, I don't know the protocol on anything. And I was just looking through there's a lot of admissions that have to happen, and one of them makes Erica mad, but his W-2 was in the pile of mail.
Oh my.
That my also wedding had her invite wedding.
That you haven't opened.
You already wrote me down.
No.
Yes, you did. You were on the website.
No.
And you added me as a plus one because I'm manifesting a plus one.
I asked if you wanted the opportunity to RSVP for a plus one.
I thought you were on the site.
No,
right,
I'm not
then, and
RSVPing
you were doing it
for you because you got until like May 16th, maybe May 14th to tell me whether or not you're bringing someone.
Okay.
Okay.
But I'm just, yeah. So anyway, he does have a W-2. So 303-222-5423, free tax advice for Slacks. Does my son have to even file? Because he's not going to owe, right?
No, he might get paid back. He might get a refund.
Like $80 in
right,
taxes.
True.
It's ridiculous.
True. So, okay, so have you done yours?
I hate taxes so much that I usually file for an extension into October.
Just to put it off?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
And this year, I was just like, dude, I errand it. Like February 2nd,
nice.
When everything was there, I'm like, I sat down on a Saturday. I had zero fun. It took like 3 hours on TurboTax.
Yeah.
It was horrifying. It was painful. It was gross. And then I'm like, it's over. It's mm-hmm. over.
Here's the thing. I'm doing TurboTax. I've done it for years. I have no idea if this is correct.
But you can pay, like, they'll let you, somebody will come, like, I got down in the weeds and somebody came on and, like, took over my screen. Like, you,
that, oh, wow.
That's a thing. They okay. have, like, tax experts
the
now.
Advisors,
and
yeah.
then they, like, go, they can't actually do things on your screen and they weren't explaining that to me. So I'm sitting there waiting and waiting
like,
and they would just keep, they do
circling.
Their mouse around this area and I'm but, like, yeah, yeah, click on it, go for it.
I'm just saying, like, even with that help, I'm like, I think it's as correct as I have knowledge of.
Well, and you're definitely in a different situation because you sold some houses, you moved, you have
one home. I sold
yes,
one home.
Well,
sorry,
I'm not joining.
Call her princess, it's a joke.
Okay. No,
it's a joke.
I'm not filing with Dane yet because we're not married yet. So yeah, I sold a house, I moved states. I had severance from my last job if we're going there.
Yeah.
I had so many things. And so I'm like, I think it's all here.
Are you dreading it? Like, you're-
yeah, because I started it and then they're like, you owe a lot of money. And I'm like, since when? I've never in my life owed money. Until now. Is that a Colorado thing?
Well, you sold the house.
Oh, so you usually owe money after that?
You didn't own the house for more than 2 years.
I didn't make any money on it.
Oh, well, then you shouldn't owe money on
I
that.
I lost money.
Okay, then you might be able, that should come off your taxes.
I
Did
agree.
You say that you lost money?
I just feel like they never okay. asked me if I sold a house.
Are you really using TurboTax? It like does everything.
I know.
You're doing something wrong.
I don't think it asked if I sold a home.
You have to.
I don't even know if it was like, and did you move? Like, I used to be able to put like moving expenses in and.
Yes, you should be
I
able
think,
to do
yeah.
every single one
None
of those
of
things.
None of this exists this
Yes,
year.
It does. You're doing it wrong. How am I not the boomer
am
in the
gonna
room?
Am I going to have to start over?
You're going to have to start
yeah.
out. Mm. How far?
T-Hack, have you done your taxes?
No, not yet.
But
what do you mean,
his,
no?
No, his dad does them.
No, my wife does them now. My dad used to do them, but she's taken over, yeah. But I always have to pay because I DJ, so I always have to pay.
So that's so I always have to pay
it's
too.
It's out of principle. I'm like, no, yeah. You wait for it. You can wait.
Yeah, but they'll get you.
And you've got days at this point.
I know. They're fine. You're waiting on me?
Do you want help? Do you want a tax? Like, whoever is going to help me with my son's $1,400 Ziggy W-2, do you want someone to come
I
do your taxes?
I honestly feel like ignorance is bliss.
No,
at this
you
point.
Have to. You have to file.
No, yeah. I'm going to file.
Just take a year off. It's not big a deal.
But they even find me. I don't make enough money then to be like, hey, girl, we need your refund or
year
your
two.
Payment.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059.
For the first time in my life, I think that I have something in common with Gen Z.
Stop it. No, you don't.
I do.
What? Is, like, oh I
do.
I refuse. What? I don't want this to happen.
I don't like the name they're giving it, and I wish we could just stop naming everything.
Okay, what?
This is called regular maxing. Like, there was fiber maxing. There was
looks something. Maxing.
Looks maxing.
Maxing. Yeah. There was something else.
What's fiber maxing?
Like
maxing
fill it
out
up
on fiber.
Off fiber, which I did have a fiber
oh,
supplement today.
I was thinking like clothing fiber or
no,
like
no,
high
no.
speed fiber.
What they're doing something with water. Isn't it called water maxing?
No, stacking. The electrolytes. And
stacked water.
Oh, electrolyte maxing was another one. What's stacking water?
So they're doing that. Like your water is, it's like, I think they're calling it stacked water. And it's just like your water looks like sludge because you're putting greens in it. And then you're putting like the raw nutrition, liposomal vitamins NAD and blah, blah, blah. And you're just like water maxing. But then like experts are going, yay, you're getting all the, but you know what else your body needs?
Water.
Plain old.
Yeah.
Hydrogen, couple parts of that, one part of oxygen, combined, clear, call it good.
Yeah.
Like.
Yikes. I would not try that. I like to drink my water like water and not like sludge.
Yeah, correct.
But regular maxing is kind of like when you think of Friends, they had Central Perk. I've recently called it a third place. And I don't know if that was to you guys or to someone else.
I was looking for a third place.
I'm really serious about needing a third place.
Yeah, I was going to make it Improper City. That's not really convenient
for you.
It's not really
on your way, though.
It's between my house and here, just not a way I would take.
Yeah, okay.
But I do get that. But like,
we have a third place. We go to Lady Justice, which is the brewery down the street from us. Now you know where I live. That's fine. You don't know which direction is down the street.
We'll be able to find it.
Yeah. But we do this like almost every single Friday when I get off work. I go home, I get Dane and Swanson, and we go to Lady Justice. So
that's regular maxing?
That's regular maxing. It's like having a place. And Gen Z is really into this, which is funny because they don't drink that much.
But why are they calling it regular? It seems like...
Because you're a regular there. They know your name.
Oh.
They probably know what you're going to order to drink.
I thought it was like you're not going to nice places. You're going to regular places.
No. Mm. It's all about like being able to walk in somewhere and they're like, hey, Erica.
Do they do that at whatever?
Lady Justice? Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's usually a greeting to Swanson instead, but...
But they know you?
For sure. We're members. Mm. We're Mug Club members. We got our cards on file. Again, please don't try and go to use our cards.
But, oh my God, I'm totally doing this.
Yeah, like Swanson comes with us. And so everyone's like, there he is.
I want this a little bit in my life.
It's really nice. And I'm afraid of losing it if we relocate.
If you move.
And I'm like, it's really important to me that we have a place, especially a place you can walk to. Or drive like, to. Maybe I don't live that close to Lady Justice.
I just said.
I know. Right. It's down the street. Really far down the street. Keep going. But like to have
you
just,
are so dumb. Like you just, okay.
Does anyone else have a third place or a regular maxi place?
I don't.
I don't, but I want one. It's I want so a coffee nice. Shop. There is a gluten-free place that's far away. Yeah. So, but I want it to be my third place.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't want it to be. I think there's two different things. I think there's your third. No, but you would be a regular at your third place, wouldn't you? Because I was just thinking, like, I was thinking of my third place to be like a work thing.
Sure.
Like, I go, because the couple times I've been to Improper City in the daytime, I don't know why I'm giving them 3,000 free plugs today, but like, you go there and there are people that clearly just can't, and they've got their highlighters laid out and they've got spreadsheets and they've got the thing they'll prop their computer. Like
they work
spot.
From there.
Yeah. I don't want that. I mean, I want that for work, but then I want to do what you have.
So you also like, want a fourth place?
Kind of. I want a spot where it's like slacks. And then like, here's, they already.
But it would be that way at your third place. Yeah, even if you're working.
I don't want to start drinking at 10 in the morning.
It's not about drinking. It can be coffee. It can be. Oh, I go in for like the same croissant every Saturday.
Yeah. I feel like Hack has like 20 of these.
I know. Do people know you guys at the places you go to?
Like Paris Baguette, they have to know you guys. Your kids are Swanson cute.
Yes.
Thank you. Paris Baguette is a little busier. There's different workers.
You're kidding me.
So we're definitely regulars there. I don't know that we get recognized. Bagel Stop, for sure. We know like the owner. We've chatted with him. She's super nice. She's always nice to our kids and she recognizes
us.
So that's great. And that's a place we've been there and it's busy and we've actually run into our neighbors at this place, which
that's
is like,
best.
It's the best feeling. You're the neighborhood. Like we're
Can
here.
You walk there?
He's not going to say. He's not as dumb as you are.
All right.
I don't even know where I live.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I feel like I've been lied to by, I don't know if everyone in the room, but I think just society in general.
everyone in the room.
No, not not like you in particular. Just in general.
There's Hack has got this new gear that just rubs me the wrong way.
Boss, I rub you the right way.
Oh, no, no, my gosh. No, no,
and
no.
Then he saved it. Sometimes you have a sense of entitlement that, like, go ahead. Let's hear what it is. How has society wronged you, Hack?
Okay. If I were to ask you, out of all the movies you've seen, what would you say is the saddest death scene in a movie of all time? Like, what comes to mind?
Up.
Up? Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
But do they show it?
Forward. Yeah. They're in the hospital together.
They don't show. It's more implied, right?
Mm-hmm.
They show you the beginning and then he goes home alone kind of thing.
Like when she trips to go up the hill and then
it's
that's
pieces.
When the hospital, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are they implying was wrong?
She was just old, man. And like she tripped. Like he had the.
They had a miscarriage.
She was old, he had finally bought the tickets for them to go to whatever the falls were.
Yes.
That he eventually takes.
Haven't seen that movie in so long. Okay.
Okay.
I'm torn because sometimes it's almost more sad to do what they did in Up to just have somebody like you just know it happened as opposed to like Steel Magnolias, cancer, hair gone, real thin and gaunt, and everybody's around the bed saying goodbye. Like, there's hit you in the head with the.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have to be a person?
No. In fact, it's think of an animal.
I'm going Lion King.
Okay.
I haven't watched it, but everybody says Marley and Me will just wreck you forever and ever.
I don't even recommend watching it.
It's been a while. Or I would say like Dobby.
Dobby.
Oh, yeah. Dobby dying was tough.
Spoiler alert. Okay.
Dobby.
I remember Dobby. I remember Dobby. I don't remember
but like,
him dying.
Somebody threw a knife as they were Bellatrix. Going through the portal or whatever. And it's like, and that was tragic. Like a dog's purpose, the dog just like, it's like a reincarnation thing. So this dog dies like 30 times in the movie.
Oh, wow.
Like, it just keeps dying and being reincarnated again until it finds its way back.
Okay.
So right. And there are some real like, but yeah, dog is probably any dog thing.
Okay. I'm actually shocked that nobody got what I was thinking was like the cliche saddest death in a movie. Bambi. When Bambi's mother gets shot.
It's such a moment at the beginning though.
Yeah. Okay. But
we just move past
the Lion King. Is it?
Oh
yeah.
What's Simba's dad's name?
Mufasa.
Mufasa dying. And he's holding on.
Okay.
And that Scar did it, his own brother.
Right.
I'm so happy that Erica's going to be completely on my side with this one.
Oh, gosh.
Because dude, we didn't even know the mom.
Yeah.
That's the thing. In these other movies, you got to know the thing.
And then you're
sad. Me too. Oh, my gosh.
What?
I finally watched. I've never seen Bambi. I hate deer, so not off to a great start. But then I'm watching it, and then the infamous scene, all I've ever heard my whole life is like, oh, Bambi's mother. Oh, it's
so
sad.
They're just trying to eat from a stream or drink from a stream, right?
And you don't even see it. They run and you hear a gunshot and it's much like Up. You just, you know what happened.
You know what happened.
You get it. And I'm watching it and going, this is the saddest ever. Lion King is way more intense than this.
Yeah, way more.
You see Mufasa fall. You see the betrayal. Simba has to go over to the lifeless body. Dad. That's like... How are people not saying Lion King? Everyone goes, oh, Bambi. Oh, I can't watch it. It's too sad.
Your mom's alive.
Yes.
Huh?
I think that might be part of it. Like,
I don't know if it is.
Like, if you've lost a parent, the Bambi, I feel like...
Mufasa?
No, but like, but Disney had a thing there for a bit.
They still do. The moms are always dead.
No, they definitely stopped. Because they had two themes. Mom's dead, and the only way you're going to be okay... is if a man saves and or kisses you. Mm-hmm. That and like Frozen was like the first time they went like, oh, you need true love's kiss. And it's like, yeah, but it's from your sister, not some dude.
Yeah.
Right, they didn't really imply
and Frozen
kiss.
Was like,
but like, well, what did they say? It was like true love's
true love?
Is that what they said? But there was just enough in there where like, here we go again. And then it wasn't that. Mm-hmm. And you're like, yay. But I just think maybe the Bambi thing, because in other Disney movies before that, mom's just dead already. You're just like, Toy Story, where's the dad? Like, where? Like, there's a parent who's dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in Bambi.
So that was, you think, the first one, and that's why it latched on? That where yes. You saw mom actually.
We didn't see her die, but we saw her alive. So you and you know that it's like, oh, man. And Bambi's like real vulnerable still with the kids, the weird the little legs. And yeah. The,
and I was like, God, get him too. Come on. He's a deer.
Yeah. Oh,
come on.
That's a baby.
On your side.
What? Are you still can be? You still can be?
You killed.
That would be so bad. To compete with Lion King.
So it would have been a better movie to you if there were two gunshots that day.
And it was just a 30-second film.
It would have been a little short. But.
Oh, jeez.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Don't settle for a checking account that doesn't earn interest. Open a Boost Interest Checking Account at Belco Credit Union. Membership eligibility required.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
My story. Well, it's happening right now. We are on the lookout for someone, so be prepared.
Okay. Oh. Eyes are peeled.
My story. You never know what someone will do to avoid the doctor.
Oh.
The Slacker Show's Stupendously Stupid Stories.
My story is out of Kansas.
A durr.
Ted Lasso's from Kansas.
Oh, true.
A durr.
Okay. How dare you?
Sorry.
Well, emergency crews were called in Kansas because they had to pull off kind of a unique rescue. Now, this was not necessarily a someone or a doctor, but it was a cat who did not want to go to the vet.
Cats can understand when they're going to the vet. I thought that was a dog thing.
No, I think all animals kind of know. It kind of depends. Like with cats, you put them in a carrier.
Oh, and they're like, I know what's up with this.
Yeah, if that carrier comes out and that cat said, no, thank you. The cat proceeded to climb inside of a recliner.
What? Oh,
because if you think about it, there is some space if it's reclined.
Oh, in the little back thing, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so the cat got into the chair's inner workings and could not get out. So meowing and meowing and meowing. Firefighters had to saw open the chair.
Firefighters were called.
Yeah. They had to saw open the chair. Get animal control.
Oh, wait.
And get the cat out. Nope. The cat was removed unharmed.
It doesn't say, listen to this cat. Does not sound unharmed.
Cat still made it to the vet for its checkup.
Oh, kitty,
Swanson knows if he's going to the vet.
He does? Because you probably say, we're going to the vet.
No. He just knows. And then the minute we get there, he lays at the door. Like, he's going to somehow, like go through the door.
Well, don't leave a recliner open.
No, I wouldn't.
That would work on me. I wouldn't sacrifice my recliner. I'd be like, I guess we're not going.
Oh, my God.
Touché.
And then the cat lives there forever?
Yes.
Yeah.
It'll come out eventually.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Be on the lookout if you're in England.
Oh.
Hello.
Come now. Pop, pop, and all that.
Right. Tea.
Give me some blood sausage.
Ew.
Police are on the lookout for a woman who went into a department store looking for, I don't know what she was looking for. There's video. She like pulled a small suitcase and then realized, I have to go to the bathroom. So she went to the bathroom.
We're going to need a digit here.
And number two.
Oh.
Okay. Rock solid.
It was on the shelf. Apparently,
she
like moved the suitcase to. I don't know. There's footage.
She pooped on a shelf.
And then.
Need to find her.
So we're looking for a pooper. Run.
Yeah, she's a poop and run. Poop and runner. Pooper and.
The poor shopper behind her is like, they'll sell anything.
Yeah, but what if you thought it was one of those like pretend dog poops?
No.
You're like, ooh, I'm going to get this and trick my son.
You mean this?
Yeah, my God! She just has a turd she pulls out of nowhere.
Is it pretend?
You'll never know.
Erica's the serial pooper! Get her! She's in the recliner.
Oh, no.
Get the cat.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Spring Fest is heating up at Lowe's. And for a limited time, we have the extra big deals you need to impress guests. Get your outdoor space ready and save $50 on a select Kobalt 24-volt blower kit. Now $79. Plus, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance 4-burner grill. Now $199. It's springtime, and our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/13. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient. Meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. You know that feeling when you're standing in the grocery aisle staring at a wall of plastic-wrapped chicken and gray-looking ground beef? For years, that was my routine. I'd grab whatever looked fine enough, toss it in the cart, and then spend the rest of the week trying to season the life back into it because it was just bland. But then I tried Omaha Steaks, and it completely flipped my script on quality. The first time I pulled a vacuum-sealed steak from my freezer, I realized I'd been settling for store-grade when I could have had steakhouse-grade. It's the ultimate convenience. I don't deal with the what's-for-dinner panic anymore because I have a custom plan delivered right to my door on my schedule. No more food waste from forgotten fridge meat, just high-quality proteins ready to go. Plus, it's a risk-free move. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.